When I need love.
What a brilliant song.
Mic check.
Was that one, two, one?
Was that Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah, it was Jermaine.
Real niggas back in business.
Hey.
We're back. Are they still calling niggas Jermaine? I don't know. No baby Jermaine's.
I haven't met any baby Jermaine.
Jermaine Dupri?
I mean, no, like new babies. Have you ever met a new, like an actual newborn baby named Jermaine, like a kid? Oh. That doesn't exist anymore.
Like, hey, low key in 2020, the name Jermaine sounds like it comes with parole, my nigga.
I think the youngest guy is J. Cole.
This nigga, yeah.
Jermaine, get your ass in here.
J. Cole's a Jermaine, goddammit.
Yeah. Jermaine Cole.
Thank God. Yeah.
Jermaine Jackson, who I hate, by the way, named one of his sons Jermajesty.
That's so tough.
Maybe he ruined it.
You should just call him Jamaican while he was at it. He was going fucking crazy.
He could have called his son Jumanji. Jumanji. You
know, during the battle, I was thinking about, did Erykah Badu villainize the name Tyrone, or was Tyrone an ancient name before that?
It had to be an ancient. Listen to the song.
No, wait a minute.
And Tyrone. I'm trying, but because I don't remember life before Tyrone.
Tyrone wasn't the bad guy. Tyrone was the homie. He was like, hey, come
on. But she didn't want him around.
Yeah, but she didn't want him around because he was a bad influence.
Because he was a bad influence.
She know Tyrone would come and get him, though. That's why she said, you better call Tyrone.
Name one good Tyrone you know.
I ain't say he was good. Tyrone might be the nigga sliding. That's why he know where she live at already.
Oh, funny shit.
That's crazy.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's
so crisp.
Nigga.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas. Welcome back to the NWO podcast, nigga. Coming to you live and direct as we typically love to do.
Nigga.
Go ahead and croon to him, plus.
Nigga. We some niggas with opinions. 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 Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. 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 Bitch, you need opinion, you should get it from these niggas. You should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions. You should get them from these niggas. Hey, get it from these niggas. Hey, me, Ricky, Chris, and Ben, singing like boys to men. On this Henny in this red cup, and I'm trying to get my bread up. My bitch is mad, they stay fed up. I still tell them hoes to shut up. Feeling real giggly, like my hoes round brown and kinda jiggly. 7 weed containers on this table. Okay, it's 8. I might have said a fable. Ben got like 17 cables.
Niggas
with opinion,
I swear,
we the nigga opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga.
Man who lies,
nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga.
I swear,
nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga.
Man who lies,
pandemic poppy, pandemic poppy,
I swear,
pandemic poppy, pandemic poppy. I want a thought, please. Make sure she's hot, please. Beat her like Rocky. And you can't stop me.
Hey,
I will rock thee. Song is kind of poppy. Smoking green like broccoli.
That was beautifully done.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, give you your compliments now, as always. Need it.
Now? You planning to have me killed? What the fuck is this?
No.
Give me now while you're alive. Yeah. What the fuck is this?
While you're still here.
While you're still here. I call that a hint where I come from.
No, I'm just giving you your flowers now, bro.
Thank you. That's I appreciate it. All right.
But ladies and gents, thank you so much for joining us once again. This is the NWO Podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Yep.
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
The Vegan Trap Lord. Gang. We got BJ in the motherfucking building.
Yo.
Yo. He looked at us like he's not supposed to be here right now.
How did you get here?
So our pre-show conversation made me just come up with a question that I'm going to ask instead. Has anybody here ever fucked or dated somebody with an accent?
In high school.
What kind of accent?
A Spanish accent.
How heavy? From like one to Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo.
God damn.
Betty Heavy.
She was bad though.
Betty Heavy.
She was. You can say it's Betty Heavy.
Yeah.
She must have been fine. That's fine.
I was young, yo.
I was so she wasn't fine.
I was attracted to different things.
Hey, they said, I was young, yo.
I was young, yo.
I was attracted to different stuff as a kid.
You couldn't even understand what you were attracted to.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's funny. For me, it was a very, very, very thick Jamaican accent. Extremely thick. She was an older woman. At the time I was 21. She was about 38. But thick Jamaican accent. It was very hard to understand what she was saying.
You understood that pussy?
That's the only language I spoke.
Oh. Y'all can find a common ground.
That was my language.
Nigga spoke the language of love.
Love. That was my love language. Pussy.
Oh, hey, pussy's my love language. Come on, let's talk about it. Let's,
yes,
talk about it. Let's talk about it, guys.
Yes.
That might be a title. Pussy's my love language.
That might be.
That's setting the bar.
I dare you to beat it, brother.
That's a title. That's a new t-shirt. Come on. Where we at? Dad hats?
We cooking, bro.
That's setting the bar fucking high.
Ben, you ever fucked or dated an accent?
Yeah. She was from North Miami Beach. She said shit kid. Like kid. Ugh. When you coming through, kid.
That really is an accent.
No, it's an accent. North Miami accent.
Yeah. It's a whole nother language. Yuck.
One of Lena's friends.
She probably was. She was Haitian.
Probably now.
Farrah. She was a crazy little motherfucker, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. My gosh, I had to run away from her.
Remember that time you had to run out of the house? Oh, never mind.
That's right. That's right.
Never mind.
No one's that drunk yet.
No.
We've only been sipping.
I wasn't going to join you. What are you talking about, guy?
I can't believe who I'm sitting with here.
Is he supposed to be here? What was that guy talking?
If this was episode 7, this would have came out.
It would have came out.
The whole thing would have came out.
Ben, you're on your own, buddy.
I don't know who you niggas are anymore. Nigga, I've dated and fucked several Haitian accents.
I'm sure you've dated,
we believe it,
women that can't speak English.
One at a Zumba convention. I could barely fucking communicate with this lady. Like, it was really bad. I think Ben remembers.
Yo,
I think Ben remembers because...
Do you... You know, sometimes I just say these things in, like, a random shot, and I just...
And then you look in my eyes.
It's a shot in the dark. And it just so happens to be true for him.
Every fucking time, dog.
So, this must have been... I don't know what year this was, but I was on stage killing at the Zumba convention. I was... Every woman in there...
When are you not killing on stage?
37 to 60, I was murdering at the Zumba convention. And it was the second to last day there. So people were giving, like, goodbye hugs. And this lady was coming to the stage every day. But I was like... everybody was doing that weird shit. Because they love Zumba.
Right.
People who do Zumba, they love that shit. On the day she was came to give me a goodbye hug, but, like, she pressed... Like, she hugged me pelvis first.
Oh, yeah.
So I looked at her, like, because the second to the last night is the costume party. So I was shit-faced wasted. So I looked at her like...
Oh, that's what you want?
Are you sure you know what you're doing right now?
What were you dressed as, bro? I feel like you had on a genie costume or some shit with no drawers on underneath.
I remember taking off horns.
The Minotaur outfit.
I was the Minotaur that day.
And you didn't wear no drawers underneath. I feel like you told me this.
Yes.
I feel like you told me this on the way home one day.
So when she pressed me, I pressed her back.
It
was a dry cleaner in that bitch.
Showed her the Minotaur got five.
You understand?
Legs.
I got three horns in this bitch. Fuck you talking about? And so the way the hotel is in Orlando is that you got a fucking, there's a bottom floor with the lobby where you can walk in Front Street, or you can take
the prostitute entrance,
the second floor, and literally just walk above all the nonsense as long as you ride along the wall. So I took this lady, I held her hand, and we walked all the way there. Literally got in the room, and here's the thing no one says about older women. They don't need foreplay. They're fired up from life. Bills and all, whatever they're going through has them fired up. She walked in the door ready to go. And she was Mexican, I found out later.
And there was no communication. Like, as soon as y'all walked in.
Yeah.
No more talking?
It was no need. Not a single word. I was removing my horn, my hooves, my furry legs.
Remember the year at the Zumba, Zumba convention? Remember the year at the Zumba convention and plus fuck the old lady?
I went in there saying, I'm not leaving here with a loss. I'm not leaving here with an L. And the fourth quarter came.
By any means
it
necessary.
Looked like there was an L coming.
You had to push off.
I wasn't taking
the
L.
It's the last day of the convention.
Wasn't taking the L, baby.
Me and Ben looking feverishly for plus. We can't find a nigga nowhere. He's clapping old cheeks over.
Does it still clap when it's old? Is it still clap when it's old?
No, this nigga is the
it's
best.
It's a slower clap.
Plus is the best.
It's like a flap.
It's like a clap is a flap. Oh, guys, we haven't even gotten to subjects yet, and you guys are disgusting.
Fuck, man. This guy's the best.
You know, since Ricky's in a good mood, let's start like this. Ben, what are your five worst Michael Jackson songs?
What the fuck is happening? No, seriously, what's happening?
No, okay. Let's be fair. What do you mean? Michael Jackson, the majority of his catalog is amazing.
Yes.
He has an amazing catalog. Most of the time, that motherfucker does not miss. And when you're this great, it allows you to be petty about the songs that are just good.
Okay, because you guys know how I feel about Michael Jackson, it's okay if I don't answer.
Because you have songs that... Okay, so wait. You love... For example, you love UM, but you can say when UM had a shit game.
Okay.
That's not fair?
No, that's fair. That's fair.
So if you love MJ, you can't say when MJ put forth a shit effort?
No, you can.
Guys, logic is winning today, guys.
No, that's fine. You caught me before I got drunk. I'm glad you put this in the front. That's why I said, what the fuck's going on?
I see Ben going through the catalog right now.
Okay, I never care for 2300 Jackson Street.
Oh, that's on my list as well. Go ahead.
Let's see.
And by the way, he was forced to do that song. On that album, that's the only song he appears on that album.
Which album is that?
That's a Jackson's album that released in 1989. He wanted nothing to do with it, but they begged him to be a part of it, so he jumped on it. What's Up With You with Eddie Murphy is up there.
What's Up With You is on there.
Yeah.
I hate that song. That could take number one for me.
Yeah, it's a...
What's up with you?
I hate Love Never Felt So Good with Justin Timberlake.
I actually really like that shit.
I hate that song.
I really like that
song. I like the original with just Michael, but I hate that song.
Y'all know how I feel. I don't love Dirty Diana, bro.
What?
And I don't know why. Like,
damn, it's just hard. That's crazy.
Because
that's one of his better songs.
No, everybody loves Dirty Diana.
But you also fuck with a lot of Michael's like non-singles. Because you know his music.
I like the album cuts because he cook on the album cuts. Like, it's a lot. Like, I feel like his singles are pop, but the album cuts are still R&B.
R&B, yeah.
So I can still fuck with the crooning.
Yeah.
So... Because Speed Demon sounded more like a commercial jingle to me, I didn't really like it as a song.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't fuck. I like the song, but a lot of people don't fuck with it.
I don't hate it, yeah. But it sounds too
it's not
much
your,
like a
when
jingle.
You think of Michael's songs, it you're not like going to go to that one first.
Blood on the Dance Floor is on my list, brother.
It's on my list as well.
It's on my list. On my
I
list.
Never even heard that.
It's the last video I remember for him. Is that right?
Rock My World would be the last one. But But that's the second to last video.
Okay, second to last video there. Oh, yeah, because the Rock My World shit was him like coming. It was a big deal because he was coming back out of retirement.
Him and Chris Tucker.
Actually, You Rock My World's a vibe.
It's a good song.
It's a good song.
It's a good song.
Great video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I need one more to make my list.
It's not very many, though.
The Earth Song is fine, I suppose.
I like Earth Song.
And just to add it, just to kill the silence real quick. Underrated song, I feel like, is, was it In the Closet or Out the Closet?
Keep It in the Closet.
Keep It in the Closet?
Yeah.
I feel like that's an underrated song.
No, it's a dope song.
It's an underrated song.
That's a Teddy Riley song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Scream is great either. It's a huge moment. It's a huge video.
The moment in the video propelled the song more. I think what people liked about the song was there's the first song Michael Jackson's actually cursing on and telling people, fuck you.
And then, like, with his sister.
Yeah, and it's with his sister. The video's crazy.
Crazy. The dance was like... Yeah. Like
it made the song bigger than what it was.
It's almost like Donald Glover's song, This Is America.
Yeah.
Where the package makes it a huge moment.
Right.
But if you just play the song, I'm not gonna vibe it a lot.
For me, yeah, that's so crazy. For the Donald Glover song, outside of the intro, I don't care for the song itself. I just like the intro with the Africans. Yeah. He should have made that the whole song like that.
To be honest, I feel like the bridge, I really, really love the bridge for that song. I love the bridge.
I remember how
are we talking about the same song? With the video.
But I just can't take it. Just stop.
I love the bridge of that song.
But you know the real lyrics is stop fucking with me. It's not pressuring.
Really?
It's stop fucking with me. He sang fuck you the whole song to people who've been fucking with him. The child molested, mother state. That's the first song he addressed all of that shit. All his haters.
I guess I've never heard the dirty version of Michael Jackson songs. There's no need to.
In the video, he licks his middle finger and sticks his middle finger about the video.
Of course
he'd
be. Yeah. Why he'd be weird about it.
I mean, come on.
Just flip him off, man.
Nah, man. But yeah, there's not that many songs. You know a song I'm not a fan of that is a worldwide phenomenon? Ben. I'm not crazy about that song.
Are you crazy?
I'm not crazy about it. I only like it because I enjoy singing it to Ben.
I can't believe this is the first time that I'm going to defend Michael Jackson to you.
Don't love it. I don't love this song.
You have a friend named Ben.
I do. That's
Ben.
I know the lyrics because I sang it to him.
The two of us need look no more. Like it was.
We both found what we were looking for.
The nigga sang it with so much emotion.
Yeah.
He sang it with so much emotion.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's a good song. I mean, but
is that fucking story real?
Well, he's singing about the rats?
Yeah.
I don't think it's... I don't know. They say that it's real, but he's never addressed it and said it.
So then who's supposed to be Ben?
So it's from a soundtrack or from a movie about rats. So there's a rat named Ben from the movie.
Okay.
So it's a soundtrack song.
All right. I was going to say, why is he singing about a random nigga?
Yeah. And he won an Oscar. The movie won an Oscar. So it was a big movie in the
70s. That's a fire song. And Mike had the fucking falsettos back in the day.
Oh, man. That song is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Ben's beautiful. No pause needed.
Richard, is there a thing that would can cause you to never speak to a sibling again?
Yeah. Sleeping with my wife would be one. That's you, Reggie.
That's a warning shot.
You gotta be careful with that guy. you gotta watch a lady around that guy.
You're funny as fuck.
Oh shit. Okay. What else? Killing a parent. Would be, I can never speak to you again.
Hell yeah!
You kill mom or dad. I can't fuck with you no more.
You can't come back from this shit, bro.
Or abusing, either sexually or physically, abusing, not disciplining, But if you physically abuse my kid or sexually abuse my kid, that's grounds for me killing you, so I'll never speak to you again.
What if they physically or sexually abuse a kid?
Yeah, same thing.
Look at the way Chris.
I would have to disown you. I'd have to disown you.
You can't be associated with this shit.
I can't be associated with it.
Too sure.
I can't be associated with it. Go ahead, Chris, as Ben gets back.
Chris, is there something that a sibling can do that would make you never speak to him again?
Thanks, Plus. Is there something?
He was about to ask you what the question was.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
I mean, I think Ricky kind of covered a majority of a lot of what I would think.
Okay. Anything outside of that list?
I would say stealing from me. Did you say stealing from me?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, so stealing is an unforgivable offense.
Well, how would you steal from me?
Like, you know how many patties I stole from this nigga?
You stealing from us. You stealing from us. If you steal from me.
Because if I got it, you got it.
Right.
Exactly. So why steal?
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
So that shows me that you're not playing by the rules. And if you don't play by the rules.
Somebody's close to you steal from you, it hurt different. That's a different kind of hurt.
Crazy.
Yeah, that shit hurt.
That's what niggas don't
For you
to got to
steal from me? Like, yes, that's true. That's very true.
I still speak to, like, two family members who have spoken, who have stolen from me.
But was it like a big, I know it's still stealing, but was it like something that.
One of them was a $750 steal.
Okay, man. Ooh, so, yeah. No. You still cool with the person?
Not cool, but I mean,
it,
anything else would make my mother cry.
Did you get it back? Good thing.
Get it back.
Okay, and I was going to ask you, does the person.
They don't fucking get it back. Motherfucker look at me in my eye like nothing happened.
So the motherfucker knows that you know that they stole it.
Is that a mystery?
Jesus Christ.
It's just.
That's a so-on.
You have to be the bigger person for the family.
Oh, that's terrible, man.
It's a good thing I don't have a sibling named Bobby Budnick.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, you. Like, yeah. The fuck?
You know, thief.
When you turn into an elder in your family, you got to do shit to keep the peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He'll fuck with it.
There are several things that a sibling can do to me that would make me never speak to them again. Most of them you guys covered. I'm trying to think of anything else, though.
I'm not sure if anybody has said this, but I guess like striking my mother.
I said killing one of the parents, but yes, for sure, striking, yes.
Yeah.
That's grounds for termination.
I have fought my brother several times for speaking to my mother crazy. Yeah. He's the last nigga I fought.
I'm on that.
My brother is the very last nigga I fought. I tried to kill him.
I'm on that.
I tried.
I'm
on that too. I wanted to end him.
I'm on that shit.
I lost my shit. What brought me back was my mother crying. I was trying to end him. I forgot where I was.
No, I'm about that life.
I forgot. I lost my shit. I was trying to end this boy. But I don't play that shit, bro. I love my mom.
And it's easy. That's a dangerous thing about fighting your siblings. Like, sometimes you get in a fight with your sibling. Like, I know me and Reggie got in the fights, and you forget that it's your brother.
Hey, you a nigga now, brother.
You're a nigga on the street now. So it can get dangerous, dog.
That's scary.
It's scary.
Because I will fuck a nigga on the street.
You understand?
That's a different type of conflict right there.
Mm-hmm.
Different type. If you fighting on behalf of your mother, that's different.
Well, me and Reggie got into a fight where my parents had to call police.
I remember that.
Only because they overreach. They don't know what to do. They just see two niggas with six packs arguing and fighting. It's scary.
Batman and Superman.
Batman and Superman fighting in the living room. You know how much China Haitians have in the house?
Yeah.
They're terrified.
All you hear is plates.
I moved back home, and all of a sudden Reggie was trying. Reggie's a young man trying to prove himself. Like, he was making small things to big things. I'm like, bro, what is this nigga doing? So it felt like, as a big brother, I got to remind him who big brother is. But in his mind, he has to be like, no, I'm not a little bitch. I'm not a little chump.
Doing my push-ups, bitch.
He wants to be an adult.
Man, listen, bro.
I remember, I once seen these niggas almost fight to the death over a bag of Skittles, my nigga.
Like, Trayvon.
I didn't even know what to do. I'm just standing there in the living room like, damn, nigga, y'all really doing this over Skittles?
Nah, bitch,
over
that's candy, my fucking bro? Skittles, bro. And then trying to sum me in front of my niggas.
You know, Skittles is just the surface. Right. When niggas are fighting about Skittles,
it's not about Skittles, bro.
They're fighting about so much more.
It's not the Skittles.
Than Skittles.
It's the principle.
I thought it was deeper. You know why I knew it was deeper?
Because Ricky kept saying, he kept repeating, "You must have forgot, nigga. You must have forgot, nigga."
"You must have forgot who eat all the Skittles around here, nigga."
Had to remind that young nigga, man.
He kept repeating it, dog. "You must have forgot, nigga." "Mm-hmm. You must have forgot."
That nigga Reggie, bro. How about this one? This is the worst one. When you're in a big argument with your sibling, but it's not the same sex, and you want to put hands on her so bad. Like, Chrissy, never in my life. You know what I'm saying? Chrissy fought me up until I was about 10 or 11. That's a battle I could never win. And after that, like, I can't fight my sister. Ashley's a different type of crazy, but
I fought my cousin one time.
Man, like, you don't want to fight Ashley.
She was bigger than, like, my cousin, like, 6 foot one, two. And I'm, like, 5'3". Duh. She just laid on me and told me to calm the fuck down.
He wanted to put my hands on my little sister, bro. But she, like, but I can't do it because she's a woman, bro. Like, I'm like, dog, that don't excuse you for talking to me like this, bro. Or talking to the old girl like that, bro.
When you're kids, you fight with your sister. At what age did you stop putting hands on your sister?
I stopped putting my sister hands on my on Ashley a long time ago. Like probably before high school. But we got to talk. she beat my ass.
Just wrestling?
But one time in high school, I did smack her in the street. We're in the street.
Oh, she fucked you up for that.
I think I told a story on this podcast. Ben was there. Amos and them was there. We were in the street, like, and she, I forgot what happened. She came running up. She had these little ass booty shorts on, and you know, back then she's built different. She built like a grown woman back then. So she out in the streets running. She slammed round into me.
Ice cream truck.
Yeah, man. I turned around. I smacked the living shit out of her. And for the first time, I hit Ashley. That was the first time I ever hit Ashley. She got up, ran, cried, and ran away.
You didn't know what else to do. You just like, you saw her, and you were like, you didn't know what else.
Bro, I didn't know what else to do, bro.
Were you around people?
Oh my God, I was around my niggas. There's niggas in the streets, you know, from everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, no. Fucking ice cream. The ice cream truck pulled up, and Ricky, poor Ricky, he had his change in his hand.
Poor Ricky.
But because Ashley was so excited, she hit this nigga with her shoulder on the way to the ice cream truck. Dropped all the change.
She loves him so. Cause she loves him so much. Poor thing. Poor thing is running to him to show him love.
He dropped all his chains. I seen something click on that nigga's face. I took 2 steps back. Before I knew it, 4 of Ricky's fingers on his hand went right across her forehead. Pa!
Man, all you wanted was
nobody
SpongeBob.
Got ice cream.
Was it a SpongeBob or a Sonic the Hedgehog? Which one?
I can't remember. I just remember her crying.
My sister's a fucking generation away from me. We've never had those kind of issues. I'm an adult to her.
Yeah, she's super young, right?
Yeah, so it's not, my mother's nasty. So we don't have those kind of issues.
I don't miss those days.
But sibling fights, man, they're some shit.
I've had some epic sibling fights, and I mean, to this day, I won't fight them. We get into our arguments and shit like that over shit, but it just, like, it don't go anything past whatever it is. We address it and we move on, but.
I hope those days are over for me. Yeah. I know they're not.
My little brother probably want to wrestle me right now.
There's going to be shit that happens in your family dynamics that cause you guys to get into arguments because your views are different about certain things.
They have to be.
You know what I'm saying? So you guys are going to get into arguments. That's never going to, I think from the time you, like I said on one of the last episodes, my uncle just passed away. God rest his soul. Uncle Robert, rest in peace. But him and my mom were still getting into arguments. He's 70 years old when he died. He was the oldest sibling. And he was still getting arguments with my mom. That shit don't stop because you guys got older. It's going to always happen because your views are different on life. But as far as engaging in fisticuffs, nah, them days for me, nigga. I ain't fucking fighting Reggie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, Reggie's in the fucking pinnacle of health. Yeah, you shouldn't.
Nah, I ain't fighting that nigga. I still beat his ass, but man, fuck out of here, nigga.
I don't know. I got my money on Reggie nowadays.
Fuck out of here, man. That nigga know what it is.
I got my cash on the Young Bulls nowadays.
Hey, what y'all talking about, man?
I got two bad knees and I got a bad back.
This nigga, he's a fucking 34-year-old nurse. This fucking guy here talking about beating Reggie. Are you crazy?
Reggie's training for a triathlon.
He's an old Haitian nurse, this guy. Trying to fight a nigga in a triathlon. Get the fuck out of here.
Niggas must have forgot. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that might be a good title.
That's a good title.
Okay, Roy Jones.
Y'all must have forgot.
Okay, Roy.
Jesus Christ, that is funny.
Are you a rapper? You know what it is.
Okay, well, you know what? This subject is somewhat related. Do you encourage your sisters, female cousins, and female friends who live alone to carry guns? Is that a thing you advocate?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And if you need tasers, protection, holla at Jed Lee Tasers online now and get your tasers.
All right? How are you guys actively doing it?
I am trying to convince Maya to carry a taser right now as we speak. I feel like she needs one. Especially, you know, you're a woman and you're walking around with the kids and stuff like that. And my sisters as well. You guys need to have these niggas out here is crazy. They're crazy.
Big tripper.
Niggas are crazy, dog. You read the DMs. These niggas is creeps. Like, these niggas are creeps. So I feel like every woman should have some type of, whether it's pepper spray, whether it's a taser, and yes, maybe a gun. Get your conceals and protect yourself.
I'm all for it.
Please do. You know how many women are living their lives right now wishing and praying they had something one night to protect themselves? Because there's a thin line between a good night and a terrible night. Once liquor is involved, drugs are involved, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you said something to somebody, somebody feels triggered. Like, these niggas is crazy. Niggas are crazy. And I remind Ashley all the time, because Ashley's out a lot, like, hey, one thing about it is, niggas today are not afraid to put their hands on you, and niggas today are not afraid to be go up besides themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas get a little liquor in themselves. We've seen it. You've seen niggas, like, get a little liquor in themselves. They had a party, at a function, and they start getting a little touchy-feely. Nah, nigga. Hell no. Nah.
Get your ass barbecued, bitch.
For real.
For real. That burner on your
for bitch. Real.
A nigga might not understand, no.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what a nigga do understand?
That lead.
Click clack.
That lead. Hey,
you know what just hit me?
The click clack sound.
Listen.
Is the most sobering sound.
It would sober you the fuck. It would end your cocaine binge.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That shit changed everything.
A click clack.
Talk about a love language.
A click clack
nigga.
Is a motherfucking love language.
Whole room clearing. Ain't nobody getting touched. So yeah, I fucking promote that on the daily, dog. Like, please protect yourselves.
I bought fucking tasers for my cousin. Ooh, that came from my throat, I think.
Was it from Lee and Jay Tasers?
Yes, I bought it from Lee and Jay Tasers, actually.
Yeah, so make sure you guys holler at them. Go ahead.
Jay, he gave me the dope-ass cell phone tasers. And they work. They barbecue. I didn't try it on me, but I barbecued the tree. That shit worked.
You got shit that look. They don't even look like tasers. They're like cell phones. They're like all types of stuff. It's like they're disguised. They look like all like cell phones. They have the actual tasers themselves.
I can hear you cutting mango, nigga.
So you can follow them on Instagram at LeeAndJade Tasers. Lee and Jay Tasers. They got phenomenal deals. Huge, huge, huge corporation that sells protection.
And they ship.
And they ship worldwide. So make sure you guys holler at them.
Ladies, strap up. These niggas are weird.
These niggas is crazy.
And I want y'all safe.
It's those new headphones you're using, man.
What happened?
That's why you can hear the mango.
I hear zzz, zzz, zzz. Would you ever date somebody who caught like a murder charge?
Mm-hmm.
Inspired by
something. What kind of murder charge?
Well, like a Centoya murder charge.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, in self-defense.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I mean, but if she murdered somebody just for murdering somebody, we wouldn't have the opportunity to date because he'd be in prison.
Well, not really, because people get off.
Manslaughter.
Bruh. And then people go to jail and get out.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, just to go back to your original question, I would. I just know that it might have to come with some type of emotional baggage, some type of...
What if she did a bid for murder?
It depends. For me, it depends on the age and, you know what my life is like at the time. But for a Centoya situation, if Maya was Centoya, absolutely.
So is a cold-blooded murder different for you?
It's different
for me. A little bit.
It's a little bit different.
Like,
you murdering that nigga because he had you trapped, he kidnapped you, he beat you, he raped you, and you had to murder him to escape. By all means, baby, you have to do what you have to do. And this is the type of motherfucker I want on my team. Mm-hmm. But if you just murdered a nigga in cold blood because he was walking down the street and you had a bad day at work, and he honked at you in a traffic jam.
What if you would have got home?
If she was like a female blood and was murking people on some gang shit.
I don't even know what setting I'd be in to even have a conversation with you to make you my lady.
No, because let's say she did her 10 years,
okay,
got out, and is a bad bitch who owns a business.
Okay. I tried it like the whole time that we're talking, I'm trying to find out if you're reformed or if there any type of thing that's going to make you like relapse. Like, what are your triggers? Because I have a mouth, All right.
What are your triggers?
What are your triggers for your trigger?
What triggers your trigger?
What triggers your trigger? Yes, yes, yes. Because I can be a nigger. Because I can be a nigger.
What triggers your trigger?
What triggers your trigger? Because I can be a nigger. So I just want to figure. What triggers your trigger? Goddamn, that's funny.
What's wrong with those, bro? Yeah, so I would try to figure out what those are so I can kind of like avoid that and see if that's something, if the lifestyle I can live.
I just feel like if we were women, this would be a super short conversation. Mm-hmm. No, 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 no. Next subject.
Nah, bullshit.
They're liars, bro. They're
women
fucking
love
liars.
Niggas in jail. You sleep.
<They're> fucking lying. Don't start that shit.
You must know
they love thugs and bad boys.
I'm sorry.
It'd be the most well-accomplished women, too, with these fucking pieces of shit low-life motherfuckers, yeah, dog. Yeah.
Maybe we're on fire, but I like women love niggas in jail. I like it a lot.
That's a good title.
I like it
contender.
A lot.
That's a good given
the conversation,
we're gonna have a hard time awesome. At the end of the week.
Yeah, we might are. Even make that a shirt.
I don't see why not, Benny.
That's not gonna be a good idea.
Women love niggas in jail.
They fucked up with the ability to let us make whatever shirt we want.
Niggas, we hold on. Niggas let us have a merch. Podcast and create merch. Why? I still don't understand it.
Right, because I know somebody in Lauderhill at least is gonna buy that shirt. Oh, yeah. Somebody in Lauderhill.
Oh, it's one person, bro.
Women love niggas in jail. That is funny as fuck to me.
But yeah, you gotta find out what the fuck made her snap like that, so you don't make the same mistake. Cause you know she's like who's listen, niggas are wifing that type of shit. Cause look at Kiki Wyatt, stab niggas up and she's still dropping babies,
10 to be exact.
You know what I'm saying? So niggas are still fucking with women who's on that.
So you would date a murderer pending the conversation?
We'd have to have a conversation for sure, and understanding too.
You realize that the person could just have the conversation with you and kill you anyway, right?
And I can have a conversation just like all men do. Like, yeah, I'll never cheat on you, but niggas still cheat. I mean, you're playing the odds.
What if they kill you for less?
You're playing the odds, man. I mean,
in my mind, any woman can kill you.
Just any woman can kill you.
Absolutely, but I'm saying like this one particularly is
she's killed before. But because she's killed before, she knows what happens. So she probably may not want to kill again.
I don't think somebody who's murdered is any more likely to murder.
If they got away with it.
No, we're talking about someone who got caught. Like, we know they murdered.
You just said somebody that killed people on some gang shit.
No, but so you think somebody who murdered and got away with it is now empowered to murder?
If they want.
If you want, you can murder somebody, though.
I don't know.
Why is it different?
Well, if I need to.
Like, she may feel like she needed to. Or
I don't know if I could just up and murder somebody.
But close your.
You're gonna do that every time.
Every time. You too.
I don't know if I feel the need to murder nobody. There's a couple people I wouldn't want to see here no more, but I wouldn't know how to go about getting rid of them.
I know a guy. We'll talk off air.
You turn into a cat.
He fixed cars in the morning time. In the nighttime, he's a whole nother.
I know a guy. And they call that nigga Tilulu. Tilulu give you everything you
need. That means his name is Lewis, but they call him Lil Lulu.
Tilulu will give you everything you need.
Tilulu. His name is Lewis. He's a little guy. He's a little guy. So they call him Tilulu for short. You're a little tonto.
You know, somebody called me tonto this past week. I could not stop laughing, dog.
Like when did I become this? Oh, shit.
Is this where I am in life now?
Oh, fuck. That's funny. Ben, what do you find harder to accept? Accept. Shit. Sympathy or praise?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm on fire, bro.
You know, we all come up with these topics, right? You just asked.
That's mine. That right there is mine.
You know, people
bitch.
Think at work that he comes up with all of it because he asks him. It's like, me. Man, plus comes up with the, I say, hold on, wait. That's what y'all think? Y'all think it's
it? On me. It's on me.
You guys are doing us every episode.
I do all
no,
of
no,
it.
No, that's probably the thing I'm not. Ben and Chris, they have that same energy you had last time. They think plus comes with all the topics because he asks. Fuck that nigga, man. We can do
pulling topics out of his ass. Maybe.
Get the fuck out of here.
God, let me tell you something. Every time when the show begins, I'm the only one who knows what we're going to talk about today. They don't give a fuck.
No, that's true.
These guys.
Because part of his job is.
Art. It's my only job. I know the job.
But he structures the episode together.
Yeah.
But all week long, all year long, everyone's dumping topics in there. Look out here, guy.
Perhaps.
He's just the A-mic. Perhaps.
It's me. It's me.
With hella pussy stories.
That's my real contribution. That's my real contribution. Without me, there'd be no pussy here. Thank God.
Let's not lose sight of what's going on here.
No, but he's very important. You know what he said? But I hear there'd be no pussy. You always need that guy.
You need a pussy guy. Every podcast needs a pussy guy.
You need a pussy guy. Every podcast he's a pussy guy. It's an awesome title too.
This question made Ben pour more Hennessy. I'm with it.
Oh shit.
Cause I know man Ben is a man with pride, so he doesn't like praise or sympathy.
I don't.
So which one do you find harder to take?
I would say sympathy, only because I'd rather you give me praise if something happened to me in the form of a silver lining. You feel me? Like, give me praise. Like, tell me something that I am doing right in the midst of my quote-unquote failures or whatever it is that got me down in the dumps. Give me praise to let me know or remind me of the bright spots, the bright points. So I'd rather praise, so it'd be harder for me to accept sympathy all day because I don't need the sympathy. I need motivation, if anything.
I don't know if it's just me, but sympathy always makes me feel worse.
Yeah, I don't
like,
I don't
if I'm having a bad day and you hit me with a, oh, poor job. I just want to die. I want to die now.
I don't need that.
Please don't, like please don't outwardly feel bad.
It hurts. Put me in a coffin now. Just end my life now. Don't.
That's a good title, too. Put me in the coffin now.
Well, you guys cooking with all the burning.
All the burning.
Fish grease.
I don't need that shit, man. Motivate me. Inspire me. Give me something to look at. Give me the silver lining.
But, aw, poor you. It makes me want to kill myself. Don't.
Are you even trying to help? You could keep that shit.
At that point, it sounds like you enjoy what I'm going through. Yes, you're enjoying my misery.
You're getting off on this.
We spoke about that in therapy.
You're enjoying my misery, bro.
You said what?
Therapeutic girlfriend.
We spoke about that in therapy.
Yeah. Yeah? In therapy, yeah.
Like, what specifically?
I guess like when a guy is telling another guy certain things and you're just talking to them and they hit you with one of them lines, it's like, bro, maybe all along you were looking for my downfall. You're not here to help me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're getting some type of sick high off of this shit. And to answer the question for me, same thing, bro. Like, I look at it this way. On top of that, I'm a vain nigga. Give me all the praise in the world. Motherfucker, I work hard. You know what I'm saying? If you like some shit that I did, fucking praise that shit. I'm going to praise you. Fucking praise my motherfucking shit, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to hear all the fucking praise.
Celebrate me, damn
it. But don't fucking show me no fucking sympathy. I know my life is shit. I don't need your fucking sympathy.
I need a parade.
I need a fucking parade. Tap dance for me.
That should make me feel weird, too.
I need a symphony.
No, you a weird nigga, because you get this nigga comfortable about his show and shit, and he just, like, either brushes it off and be like, nah, nigga, you know. No, nigga. Like, you did a great job, man.
Let me tell you something.
Be a human for once, bro.
Do you know I have to escape? Like, every year on my birthday, I find a way to take a trip because I have a terrible fear of a surprise party.
You took some amazing trips and amazing pictures for your birthday.
Oh, nigga, I have to get the fuck out of here.
But you know, sometimes people are like, yo, man, I came up for the live show. I want to tell Plus how funny he is. I'm like, bro, don't even waste your time. He's not going to. What do you mean? I'm like, bro, just
don't. If he's drunk enough, he might roast you.
Don't make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're going to make him. I don't know why he's that way, but this is just the way he is.
I've seen people praise him about his comedy, like in person. And when he responds, I've seen him look away. I've seen you look away.
What is it about praise that you don't like? What is it? Why does that make you feel weird?
And
you know
what? Thank you. He's looking away.
You know what praise feels like? Praise feels like somebody handing me a greeting card. Like, I don't know what to do with it or where to put it. I feel like you give me this thing, and I don't know. Like, if you tell me, hey, man, you were funny tonight, but you spoke a little fast. I was like, you know what? That helps me. I can take it. I know exactly what to do with it.
Because you think all good news is bullshit.
What am I supposed to do with it? Like, I know what to do with good criticism. I even know what to do with bad criticism. I don't know where to put the praise.
You heard Bruce Lee like water. He said basically a superstar, he don't like that word superstar because star is an illusion.
And nigga, I'm here, cuz there's no illusion.
But the thing to me is like, as a black man, right? and a Haitian man, you've gone through your fair share of shit that requires sympathy. If somebody comes out to your show and they want to express to you how good they thought you were, I think that deserves...
No, I'm not an asshole. Like,
No, we're not saying you're an asshole.
No, I mean, like, in the sense of, like, I know what people are looking for when they say it, so I do the thing. I thank you and all the shit, but it's like, inside, I don't know where to put it. You know what I mean? Like I know what to do when they do it. I know how to play the game, but like, inside, I'm like,
but to me, that kind of defeats the purpose of you doing it. Like, you're performing for them, and you're making everybody laugh. But
I would keep it a buck. The laughing loud as fuck is the biggest thank you.
That's the receipt right there.
That's the biggest thank you.
Okay.
Don't tell me I'm great after the show. Do that shit in the seat while I'm doing my shit. That right there is the biggest compliment you can pay a nigga like me. Is laughing when you're in the seat.
I understand it.
Or if you're on the page and you see it's funny, drop the comment, hit the like. That's where I need that shit.
You want to know what's one of the worst forms of sympathy? In the bedroom when you didn't perform as well.
Oh, my
and
God.
And she's like, no, it's okay. It's all right.
But you know what? In that instance, I think I'd rather the sympathy than the woman who's like, fuck this shit. I'm going home.
Yeah. Wow.
The woman who's like, I don't have to take this shit.
That's bad. Has that ever happened to anyone here?
What?
It's never happened to me.
I had a woman and
you
like,
mean the going home part?
Yeah.
Just leave.
Like we were like we had a relationship before, so it was like she was used to a thing. And then like we linked up again and it wasn't happening for me that day. And she thought that I was fucking all day. And I was exhausted. So she thought that I was so disrespectful to come to her in that way. And she wouldn't hear anything else about it.
She just knew that.
She just knew
you were on a
that I was out here shooting my dick off, and I didn't leave enough dick for her.
You're on a fuck-a-thon.
You used all of it.
You're on a fuck-a-thon.
All the dick.
Fuck fest.
And I got to her with no more dick left.
You took your community dick, and when it was her turn, there was no community. There was no communion for her. So she took it upon herself to leave.
And you know, my reputation precedes me. What could I tell her, huh?
I mean, no. I get it. I've had women leave more so from me being a quote unquote asshole, all right? More so than anything else.
Because I'm going to say the thing you don't like.
All right.
I need to say it. If I don't say it, it's going to haunt me when you leave.
Back then, I was preparing myself for any nights that required my dick to perform, and I know I probably wouldn't come up in the clutch. So I had a gas station dick pill right there, ready to fire my engine.
Some of them on their way outside of the door, so angrily and so upset, like they would ask me, I don't see how you do it, Ben, and they would just walk out. I'm not gay, I'm not trying to fuck him, so I don't understand.
Here's what I love about this
Get podcast. Out, bitch.
What I love about this podcast is how the truth progressively comes out. When we spoke to Ricky the first time, he tried a dick pill once, you see. Now... It was a part of his life.
A regimen.
You see?
So to speak.
The truth is coming out slowly, guys.
You know why? Because the truth shall set you free.
It's, you can't hide the truth it's forever.
And I was popping them pills. I don't know what the fuck I said on that episode, but I'm telling y'all niggas right now, I was popping that shit like a motherfucker, man.
Oh, good gravy. Yo.
You had to, bro. Like, you was going, niggas was going so hard back then, bro. Like, you had to.
Let me tell you, like, I think, like, that's a good indication of when your life needs to change. When you're a young man taking dick pills to keep up with all the pussy that you're receiving, it's time for a break.
That's true.
But it's like, that's when you know you need to usher change.
You know what's crazy about that? That you said that it's time for a break. That's when I went the hardest. That era of me taking it was when I
because
that was my era. Like
you didn't have enough dick for the pussy you were getting.
Exactly.
And you had to supplement it.
Correct.
Nigga was taking PEDs, penis enhancement drugs.
Penis enhancement drugs. Yes, PEDs.
And eventually you burn the fuck out.
Yeah, and I burnt out.
And you're like, man, fuck this shit. I'm gonna get a girlfriend. I'm not doing this shit.
Yeah,
anymore.
Done.
I quit.
All of the young niggas in the nigga Navy. Please get your CMOS and learn to say no sometimes, bruh.
All these hoes don't need to get fucked, man.
I just hope all of that drug abuse don't come back and haunt me in the future.
All these hoes don't need to get fucked, man. I want to make a song out of that.
All these hoes don't need to be fucked. I'm going to put that in the group as a reminder for us to make a song out of that.
That's a message the young brothers need.
Where can they get that CMOS, though?
What?
Ooh, look at Ben, bro. Look at you.
Ben with the Wade alley hoop. Speaking of Wade, we're going to talk about him later. In the meantime, where you can get sea moss and all kinds of other foods good for the mind, body, spirit, and soul. No, look no further than Vegetarian Delight, 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Call us 954-241-7402. You know I stutter. It's 954-241-7402. New menu every day on the website, Delight Juice Bar on the Insta Grizzly. Come look at us. Like us on Facebook, Delight Juice Bar. We're consistent. We everywhere. Pull up, call. Call first, then pull up. This quarantine ain't stopping nothing. We're still here to serve the community. Pull up on us, the community.
Great, great.
So pull up. Pull up, Terry and Delight.
And we shipping sea moss now too, so
thank And God. We shipping the sea moss, baby. Don't think you can't get it too. Pull up. Who is this?
It's just hard.
Dying the King featuring Bounty Killer.
Bounty Killer.
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 I said killer earlier.
He said killer, and Chris wanted to kill him.
Chris got a.
Chris wanted to kill him.
He's not a bounty killer.
It's not bounty killer plus.
He's a killer.
Killer.
Where the fuck was it? What were we talking about just now?
The murderers. No, actually, we're talking about the sympathy and praise.
Sympathy.
Yes.
Chris, where did you stand? Did I ask you?
No. Nah, you didn't.
What do you find harder to accept, the praise or sympathy?
Definitely sympathy. If I'm going through anything that you feel like I need sympathy about, chances are I want to be left alone.
I feel that on a core level.
You know what I mean? So I have no problem dealing with praise. I love praise. I got a lot of room for praise. If you got praise, send it my way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know exactly where to put it. You know, you have a shelf for the praise.
But guys, there has to be a scenario.
Praise room.
There has to be a scenario where, as men, we have to need or want some type of sympathy. There has to be some scenario that we can't just like say never in life you want
For
no
what?
Sympathy.
For what?
Like, okay, you know what? I was,
if one of my family members die or somebody that was close to me dies,
that's when I definitely don't want it. Oh shit!
That's
because
okay.
Because if somebody dies,
I think that's when I want it.
If somebody dies, a poor job is liable to make me cry.
But I'm not saying I don't want sympathy. As in, I want the exact opposite of sympathy. If I don't want sympathy, means I may just not want anything from you at all. Don't give me the opposite of sympathy because I don't want sympathy. Like, don't be bitter and like.
But maybe they don't know the maybe they don't know that. You know what I'm saying? If you're like turning them down from giving you sympathy, like how does one know what to do with you in that setting?
When I'm going through shit, I'd rather people be regular, bro. That makes me feel better. Just
but
be regular.
But they're only going to show you sympathy because you're showing signs of someone who needs the sympathy.
If I'm showing,
I can't be regular with you if you're not regular.
I feel that. But if I need sympathy, please try to be regular. Fuck.
It's hard, man.
Saying, I know.
It's hard.
I'm just saying I want that in person. I want that in person when somebody close to me dies. Only because
me
what's
too.
The alternative?
Me too.
The
me
alternative
too.
Is what? Maybe telling me that they're in a better place? I don't know that.
Oh, don't say that.
Don't tell me
in that case, give me your sympathy,
but,
please.
But see,
I need,
but they're in a better place. That is sympathy. That's an attempt at them trying to comfort you.
Right.
That's part of why I don't want it.
That's sympathy.
Right there. They're in a better place. That's sympathy. Because they're saying the thing that they think will comfort you.
Here's the one that kills me. He's no longer suffering.
Bitch,
I'm suffering.
I'm suffering.
The fuck you mean?
I don't need any of it.
That's what kills me.
Keep all that shit.
Just keep that. Just please. If someone close to me, that's all I got when Mike died. He's no longer suffering. Guys, please.
If someone close to me died,
please.
Send me food. Shut the fuck up, yeah. I guess.
Or don't hit me up at all.
Fuck, man.
When Mike died, I hit this nigga up. I didn't give him no type of sympathy. I asked him, dog, are you straight?
No.
Are you good?
No.
I had just got off of work.
I don't want to answer that question either. I don't want to answer it.
No.
I'm not okay. You know I'm not okay. You know I'm not okay.
I am.
I'm not doing well.
Opposite. But the but the question in itself was me saying, do you need me to do anything?
Right.
Are you?
What's my call to action?
Come home.
Come on, man. Be here. But see, also, I think sometimes just company feels better.
Company feels better. Company feels better. Company is good.
You see how you said come home?
Company.
You didn't need Ben to do a thing. You needed Ben to come home so that there was somebody there. I don't need you to say woo, woo, woo. I don't need you to talk about the good times. No. I don't need you to
mention, I don't need none of that.
That he's in a better place.
I'm telling you right now, somebody close to me dies. The first time I'm going to hit y'all boys, hey, let's record. That's just.
Because it's about the company. Mm-hmm.
That's the camaraderie. That's what I need. And I need the normal fellowship. And it's normal. It provides a sense of normalcy.
So, but when I say be regular, you niggas think, no, but that's kind of what I'm saying.
No, but I'm not talking about with us, because we know that about you. Like, we know how to deal with you in that scenario. None of us are going to be like, plus, let me give you a hug and make you feel better. None of us are going to do
I'm
that.
I'm going to shoot myself.
Correct. So. And I will shoot myself for even coming to you about that. So like that.
Hugging this nigga. You come here with no shirt on half the time.
Right.
It's hairy as fuck.
Right.
Ain't nobody offering a hug this nigga, bro.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You need a shoulder to cry on, Alan. No one is going to do that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to crack these jokes. They're going to ask the nigga, you straight. Good. Back to regular. You know what I'm saying?
Work.
But I'm talking about people outside of us who may, you know what I'm saying? You have a lot of women that are friends, like, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, work with you with your other projects and stuff like that. They may not know how to, you know what I'm saying? They, if they see that you're hurting, they're not going to be like, well, he's hurting. Let me not. You know, they're going to be like, I got to show him sympathy.
Because they don't.
Especially the nigga. It's harder for me and you. Because we are the niggas that when we go out, that make other people feel good.
So they notice immediately.
So immediately, and that's what I hate about me being me. The minute somebody feels I'm not myself, I hate this shit. Are you okay? Is everything fine? You guys don't understand.
And then here's the thing.
People be expecting you to be some type of
fucking goodness.
What follows that is that now you got to put on a performance for the sympathy.
Every time.
Because you have to reassure them. Well, first you have to say thank you,
right?
Because you know that they mean well.
Right.
And because somebody means well, mm-hmm. you don't want to shit on them.
Right, you won't be an asshole.
Despite how you feel.
Good correct. Intention.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Correct.
Who knows, right? But, like, if somebody comes to you and says, are you okay? Like, you kind of want to receive
the good receive thing well.
That they meant to do.
Yeah. You wanna, yeah.
So to receive the good thing that you meant to do, I got to perform.
But you're doing that in the midst of being mad
shitty.
Twice. Because you're already shitty. But the fact that you did that to me makes me feel even shittier.
So now I have to perform
I got
to
perform again. Like,
let
like,
you know that
it's the worst,
man,
bro.
I'm good. I'm straight. Please leave me alone.
It's the worst. If I go in a setting, y'all niggas, if we go in a setting and I'm just not even soaking, but if I'm just chilling like minding my own business, people automatically assume something's wrong. Like, damn, Ricky's not being a monkey right now. He's not performing right now. Something's wrong.
I think that's my fault for doing the electric slide.
And that's my fault.
Whenever I come into
that's
a door.
My fault. Whenever I show up in a room, I immediately start tap dancing for niggas. So the minute my fucking feet hurt, all hell breaks loose. Something's wrong. Did I do something to you? The energy's off.
This nigga said, the minute my feet hurt. Hey, all that tap dancing.
All that tap dancing cut off to me.
Nigga got corns now.
I got bunions now. It's a fucking problem, dog. I'm fucking asking me if I'm okay, bitch. I want to rest. That's all. I just want to rest.
I need a breather.
I need a fucking breather. I need a fucking timeout, man. Hey. I need a mental break, man.
This guy, bro. Oh God, my nose!
How did your nose hurt?
I don't. All that cocaine.
It's in my contract. You guys know.
We smoking the same.
Cocaine memes came from Plus. Okay. It came from him.
You know the one with the guy with the doing the cocaine? That was actually me. I said I can't wait to do this again.
I get all the flack on the NWO page. It's not me.
You know
I
what?
That guy was sometimes culture.
You know, no, it's no matter what we post. Nobody out there thinks it's ever Ben or Chris. Ever. Like, never. It's Ricky or Plus.
It's
sex-related, it's Plus. If it's being a dick, it's Ricky. From now on, I'm going to start exposing
niggas. We rarely post anything else.
No, he posts all this shit. It has nothing to do with sex or drugs.
I'm
going to
start leaving my signature on my tweets. Signed, Plus.
Breathe that, Ricky, again. Like, fuck. It was Benson.
I'm not allowed to do that.
This is a great fucking question. I don't know who posted it, but I like it.
Probably me.
What review would... God, my son's calling me. Okay, put him on speaker.
Gang.
Young man, you're on speaker. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
You're on speaker too.
Okay. What's up, Midas?
What the hell?
He's FaceTiming me now. Excellent.
Okay. Now you can see what's going on.
Put this away. Hello? What'd you say?
Remember to bring me the hot chips.
Bring you hot chips?
Yeah.
Because I'm your slave, right? Okay. I will.
Okay.
All right.
Midas. Hi, Michael Jackson's the best, right? All right, go to bed.
I love you, my son.
Go to bed. Go to bed.
I love you, my son.
Go to bed.
All right, bye. Does it call? He doesn't say hello?
Nigga, bring them hot chips.
Bring them hot chips, bro. Before you come home, bro.
Not, right now, you're not even there. You're like, that's my nigga. I'm going to hit my nigga up.
I'm going to hit my dog. He's going to bring
me
shit.
Hit my dog. He's going to pull through with the chips.
He's supposed to slide later.
He's going to slide later. You bringing the vibes later. Now, pretty soon, you'll be able to drink and chill with your son. That's going to be dope as fuck.
I told myself when he's 14, I'm no longer hiding my weed from him. That's the age. I've been hiding the weed, the smoke, the rolling, all of it from him. When he's 14, I'm stopping.
By the time Zion and Zayden are 7 or 8, they're going to know how to roll up. I mean, the amount of weed they've seen this guy smoke.
Hey, listen. My family is in the cultivation business. Mm. So, and agriculture as well. So, we do a lot of
cultivation. The way you present that, it sounds so beautiful.
Agriculture.
It's a cultivation, agriculture.
This is a part of their family history. It's nothing and that we can business. Hide.
Shit, fuck that. Pass the weed, nigga. I'm sold, nigga.
I'm not hiding this shit anymore once he's 14. You're in high school now. Yeah. You know what drugs are. You listen to rap. I got it. We both listen to rap. When I was 14, I knew what drugs are.
You don't want to do it, you don't.
Also, I think like when we were kids, we understood that there were just things that are for adults.
Right.
That aren't for us.
Right. We know.
Like I heard my mother curse all the time. I just knew that it wasn't for kids.
Correct.
And I can't do that in front of my mother.
Right. Absolutely. So
if you're going to do drugs, you got to hide it.
My dad cursed like a sailor, but I knew I can't say those particular words in front of them.
You know you can't do it.
I can't do it.
Because they're for adults.
Right.
Every adult around me cursed. I don't think I cursed until I was in like middle school.
I mean, I was cursing in elementary school, but I just knew who to curse around.
Yeah.
I started in middle school, but
I started on the bus.
I knew who to curse around.
I remember the first time I said bitch, I was in the third grade. And that was a curse word.
And you looked around like something was going to happen.
God was going to strike you dead.
Yeah.
Because back then you thought like the punishment for your sins were immediate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they were.
Remember when we used to be bad
as
in
soon
church?
As your mom remember when you used to be bad in church? Bow.
And you feel so guilty because you were being bad in church? I would think I would get struck down right then and there.
Repent immediately.
Immediately,
though.
Boy.
Lord, forgive me.
Shit, we have now reached.
Wait, before you do that, you said you had a great question for us. Before Eli called, there was a question you said that was amazing.
Yeah.
You see? Thank you. Because I would have slid.
You see? Hold on, buddy.
We have now reached.
Nah, nigga, slow down. Before you prepare for liftoff, nigga, wait.
This is
ladies
my
and gentlemen, put your tray tables
nigga,
up.
Slow down, nigga.
Okay. The question is, what review, right when I was reading the question he called, right? Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What review would you give to your ex if she listed you as a job reference? Whose question is that?
What's that line? That was mine.
Mm-hmm. Had to be Ben.
Ben with the alley.
I guess I'll start. To be honest, I'd probably say, I mean, make sure you have all your money tied in a safe or locked up in a safe.
Mm-mm.
She's been known to steal.
Mm-mm.
She's been known to lie. Okay, she's vindictive, and she probably won't show up on time for anything.
Mm.
She's very reckless because she was reckless with my heart.
Fuck.
What else?
Damn, this bitch was bad all around.
She's not going to get this job.
No, she's not getting.
She's not getting this.
How did she get your job? How did she get your girlfriend? How did she become your girlfriend? God damn.
These are things that she revealed.
If they call Ben, because she's not getting this job.
No, she's not.
The last comment that I have is that she's a charlatan.
Wow. This is a bad person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't like it.
Evil, ugly bitch. what review would I give? The review I'd give to you is, after being with a guy like me and what I put her through, she's well versed and she's prepared and ready to take on the world.
Well versed.
A funny guy. She's a hard worker.
She's a hard worker, and she's ready for whatever you throw at her.
She can work through pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she ain't gonna deal with none of your bullshit, because she dealt with too much bullshit in her life. So she's ready. She's prepared.
She's maxed out.
She's maxed out.
I'd probably say hard worker, focused.
Focused.
Totally a bitch once you cheat on her.
Yeah. Smart woman too. Walks away from bullshit.
Oh, absolutely. Knows when a project's complete. assertive.
That's funny as fuck.
And that's what she wants. Now we have reached.
Milo.
Well, Kristen, like Kristen answered. You didn't answer. We ain't reached shit.
I just answered.
Oh, okay. What about you, Chris?
I was being gracious.
If I had to describe my... if I had to describe my ex for a job.
What reviews would you give?
She's an immigrant.
So she doesn't qualify for work.
I don't know. That's between her and the government, okay?
So he's indirectly reporting his ex to the feds.
Oh, no, I don't snitch. I ain't say that. I'm just telling you.
We'll just leave it at that.
I'd have to leave the application void.
We have now reached the DM diary section of our program. Benefit. Hey, little bitch ass boy, we back. We on your ass every week. I know. I know it's difficult. I know every week you nervous. Is it going to be me? Yes, it is you. It is you, bitch ass boy. Oh, yeah. Me. Hey-o, you are a weirdo. Sending pictures of your dick.
We gon' tell
your secrets.
Oh,
that's right. Your secrets, now save with us.
We gon' tell
your secret. All right. You just became a victim of the DM diaries. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
A bitch boy. Boy.
A bitch boy. Break it down. Oh.
What's your bitch ass?
Ooh.
What's your snitch ass?
Oh.
Little bitch ass.
Only you know what we talking about, you bitch ass boy.
Bitch. Okay, we're on fire this week. This nigga says hi. She says, hi, ? He says, how you doing, beautiful? Where you from? Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. He says, hey, and this nigga sends a bank statement. He has $300 in his checking and $4,000 in his savings.
My God, man. Okay. You got rent for the next couple months? You can hold it down?
So he sent her a screenshot and says, hey. And she goes, hi? And he goes, how you doing, beautiful? Where are you from? She goes, why did you send me a screenshot of your bank account? He goes, I don't know. Answer my question, though. She goes, no, you answer mine. He goes, because you need to see how much I got so you can act appropriately.
No, nigga, you need to act appropriately, nigga.
Did you see how much you had?
What the fuck?
She's not the one acting inappropriately.
Guys.
Is he serious?
He's fucking serious.
Nigga got $330 in the checking. Exact. And $4,000 in the savings. And he's talking crazy.
You don't
crazy.
Flex with that, bro. Oh, that's not God. The flex. Niggas, that can't be a flex.
That nigga's 1 month of rent.
You gotta have FPF, like higher cars.
Water, phone bill, and cable away from being broke. What is he talking about? Well, he is broke.
He's a car accident away from being broke.
Not even.
I'm searching for my favorite DM diary that we received and I can't find it.
There's so many of them.
No, where? There it is. I found it. This right here is DM diary history. You see. Because this DM diary happened to one of our guys. These DMs belong to none other than the vegan trap lord. And the irony is, ladies, every week, this is the nigga telling you guys not to respond.
You see why I said don't listen to that bullshit? Fucking sitting now, duck over here.
Now, don't get me wrong. In Chris's defense, this motherfucker's a smooth one. They come in slang.
Right.
You see? And then they transition. So this person goes, hey, I would love to connect and come by the restaurant. He says, I'm usually here from early. Feel free to pull up anytime. This person says, I can't and I will. I love the podcast. Also, great stuff, guys. Chris goes, thank you for your continued support.
Pray your hands.
Prayer hands. Right. This person goes, you are great. Can't wait to stop by. Can I have your number, sir? Thank you. Wait, hold on. It says here. You look just like your food. Delicious.
Now, I gave them the restaurant number, obviously. Okay.
Yeah, he gave the restaurant number.
Okay, it says
but blessed. Somebody calling Chris looking delicious is hilarious to me.
Oh, that's not the funny part.
Like restaurant food. This person says, so I am happy to meet you. Wish I could see your face right now. With your black ass.
Mind you, these are all four different messages that he never responded to. He stopped responding.
Fam.
With your black ass.
Now I'm wondering, is this even a woman? Because I'm looking and there's no face on the Abby.
Now I'm wondering if this is somebody trying to trap you. Mm. Is like, is this even real? Like,
with your black ass?
Come on, bro. So I'm just glad that this ends the whole DM diary part where he starts telling motherfuckers to stop responding. Cause nigga, you had a full convo.
No, I did it. I really did it.
You had a full convo.
Pray your
somebody
hands.
Assaulting you.
Pray your hands. You black ass. Have you ever seen Chris before?
Easy prey. Man, you are easy.
All I gotta do is compliment your food.
Yeah.
And ask about your vegetables next and I'm in there.
Next thing you know, you got the phone number and the Instagram. That's it's all yours.
All you gotta do is ask about the veggies.
That's it.
Once you ask about the veggies,
it's all yours.
You gotta do it. Motherfuckers just give him praise. That's it.
I told you I'm a sucker for praise, my man.
Oh man, your restaurant's great. McGiff, thanks.
Okay, this one here comes from a friend of mine. She received this from a weirdo.
Of course.
He just sends a message that says, Your Highness, a queen emoji, three hearts, kiss emoji. Oh,
fuck you.
She goes, LOL, thank you, smiley face. He goes, Your boyfriend is lucky, I see. Smiley face.
One of
she
those.
Goes, LOL. He goes, I was hoping you single. Unanswered. Then he says, why Haitians have the best pussy?
Oh, shit. What?
Okay, hold on.
Now, this nigga, I went through his page. He's a Hispanic musclehead.
Okay.
He's on roids.
Hold on, let's go back for a second. I have questions.
Sure.
He said he hit her up saying, your highness.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't give him much. She just said, thank you. He said, your boyfriend's lucky. So does she have a boyfriend?
I don't know.
Oh, so that's probably bait for him because he said that and she said, yeah, LOL.
Then he says, I'm hoping to see if you're single.
She never responded.
So he probably has no idea.
So he didn't respond. She didn't respond. So the last thing that he had, the last card he had to play was,
your boyfriend's lucky, I see. And then after that,
the last card he had was, why Haitians have the best pussy.
She was gonna, he thought she was going to go, well, the reason is.
The reason is. Would you like to find out or?
What the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Again, we ask this every week.
That was
what
dumb.
Do you think that is going to do? What do they think that's going to do for them?
You niggas are on drugs.
You think it's a challenge? I'll show you who has the best pussy.
I'll show you why Haitian pussy is so great.
That's definitely not the key.
Who the fuck? Okay, we have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. This part of the program is where we ask real niggas questions. And then we get their feedback about real niggas subjects. What the fuck? Is there a speed race going on outside? Guys.
I think so.
Anything's liable at Miramar. In Miramar. So.
No one's ever said those words in that order.
That's true. Very, very true.
Murdermar? I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to take it from you, brother.
Murder Mar.
I'm not taking Murder Mar.
Nah.
I'm not going to let new nicknames come up, not under my watch.
Murder Mar.
Okay.
Not right. Under my watch.
Not under my watch. Okay. I took Murder Gardens, and I'm not happy about that. I let them do that over there.
Murder Mar.
With Murder Grove and all that shit. No. They were the last ones.
No.
Okay.
Not
even. Miramar's going to remain Miramar as long as Jamaican professionals live here. It's going to remain Miramar.
All up and down Island Drive.
It's nothing but Jamaican dentists, doctors, and business That's owners. It.
Lawyers.
It's a nice place to live.
It's a nice place, bro.
Speaking of Miramar, pull up.
Ready to turn the light.
Please. Hey, hold up. Hey, but you got to ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
Yeah. Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Nigga. Ask a real
nigga.
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 You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck,
nigga.
Like a gun tree.
Nigga. Nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Bitch, you big, I'm bigger.
Nigga.
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 Nigga. No, I'm quick to hit her.
Nigga.
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 About to roll a spliffer.
Nigga.
With my
nigga.
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 Chrissa.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Pass me some rolling papers, please. Somebody.
Where are they? Where are the niggas? The niggas rolling paper.
Should be some on the car.
Okay. This ask a real nigga. Question says, hold on, this is, no, I'm not going to do that one first.
Ask a real nigga.
Art_B10 asks, have you ever peed on yourself in public and how did you cover it up?
That's crazy.
Why?
I was going to put that in the group as a question.
That's crazy.
Wow, shout out, who was that?
That's Bree.
That's Bree.
Oh, shout out Bree.
Shout out Bree. Thanks for the artwork. She's an amazing artist. Last time I peed on myself was like second grade. I was in after school care. I peed on myself and I just walked around in after school care pissy. Pissy as fuck. Couldn't wait for my mom to come and get me. Like, I was real pissy. Played kickball and everything.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of time I peed on myself. I have a great record of peeing on myself.
The question was in public. I got home
and Ashley kept calling me pee on me.
Oh, okay.
So in private, you peed on yourself, but not in public.
Once. By mistake?
I hope.
Nothing worse than being going home in a car ride and your sister's in the backseat saying, "Yeah, mommy, Ricky smell like pizza." Why do you smell like pizza at 6 o'clock?
At 6 o'clock, like it's too early for you.
It's too early
like
to pee on yourself.
Why is this BM? Does he smell like piss? He's been at school all day. Why is he pissing? Why is he smelling like a pile of piss?
That's funny as hell, but...
This next question is from Pretty Redbone 24. She goes,
"She's with the shits, man.
Always with the shits.
Forever with the shits, bro.
Have any of y'all ever worked to get some pussy then it wasn't worth it? I need stories." God, that see, she's with the shits.
That's why I knew this shit was coming.
With the shits.
I hate when she asks questions.
because have I ever worked to get pussy that was not worth it? As in the worst
should be a resounding yes in the room. A resounding yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, well, because worth it is a matter of subjectivity.
Yeah, it's true. It's very subjective.
I'm sure yes.
I mean, it has to be yes. If we're taking the law of averages for you, you've amassed a pretty
amassed.
Gotta be shooting at least 43%.
The law of averages.
Amassed.
At least 43%.
Because, well, because one, the question says, work to get. So the ones that I'm just factoring only the ones where I had to work to get. And from the ones I had to work to get, which ones weren't worth the work?
That's more of a hot tub.
Right, because there are some that you get.
Yeah.
And then there are some that you work to get.
Yeah.
And you so, get.
Yeah, I get.
You get
and
a
then
lot.
And sometimes I work to get.
Yeah.
And so the ones that work. Worth it? Typically, man, the ones that are worth the work are worth it. I'm trying to think.
If you work, then it's worth it, ain't it?
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Because I more so care about the fact that I had already worked for it, not so much like, oh, I was working for the idea of something. Like, yeah. I put in time, like, I want my reward.
So typically, like, when I've worked and received, like, it's, yeah, this is it. Now, of course, I've definitely had sex that wasn't worth it at all. Oh, I've had sex immediately and be like, I should have never called her here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should have jacked off.
Yeah.
I definitely have come and like, I should have jacked off.
Yeah.
Because now I have a problem. That, she's
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
And yeah. leave.
Gotta get out of
so
here.
So it's like you text her all day to come here.
Because
I invited you here. It's my fault.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I text you all day. I invited you here.
Right.
I came in you, and now I want nothing more than for you to evaporate.
That's why she can't evaporate, nigga.
I want you to evaporate.
You came in her. You didn't use it. You didn't strap up. That's the problem.
There you go. when you wear your condom, you come in her, buddy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You don't, because you don't speak condom language. You're in prison. When you in the condom, you come in here, buddy.
What?
Imagine him.
When
what are
you
talking about?
Where do you come?
Pulling out. What again?
Wait, you pull out with a condom? Why would you do that?
Come on, man.
Why am I come? My nigga, what if the condom break? Like,
wait, hold on.
I'm not playing these what if games, brother.
Hold on. You pulling out with the condom? What? No, man, sex was bad for you when you were single.
I'm not doing that, bro.
Terrible experience.
I'm not.
Okay. You're pulling out with condom?
If I have a condom, I'm letting it stew.
Come on, man. At that point,
sitting.
I don't give a shit what my dick is doing in there.
I'm
wow,
my dick's a blowtorch in there. I don't give a fuck what's happening.
There's a reason to simmer. There's a simmer in there, bro.
Fuck.
You're already cheating yourself. Now you're going to do the ultimate cheating.
I don't. I'm not going to do a crab boil. I'm not going to do that. Of pulling out.
That's ridiculous.
Wow, that is insane.
Because of the condom, you're able to hit a body roll in that shit one last
what
time.
What the fuck?
Make sure.
You give it that one last hard thrust.
And but that's why she never, that's why obviously Plus had problems with them leaving.
You have to go, what does that mean?
No, that doesn't change anything.
Had you made her swallow it, she might have left earlier.
But you had a condom on.
What's the
you
difference?
Pull out and let us, you know?
Yeah, what's the difference?
What is y'all doing?
What's it? In the 30 seconds, what's the difference?
What's the difference between nutting in her with the condom on and then taking
like
the condom
said,
off to nut in her face?
What if the condom breaks? Like,
I'm not going to lie to you. The 99% has served me well in my life.
Yeah. Seriously.
The 99 has served me very well.
The stats are true.
The one time that I got a woman pregnant, I wanted to get her pregnant. So it fell me.
I'm not gonna lie to you. For the most part, condoms don't miss unless someone's meddling.
Yeah.
Nah.
In my experience.
I mean, I've ran through, but yeah. You can feel through when you run through.
Come on, you know it.
And also, anybody fucking with ultra thin condoms or the skin condoms, you should pull your meat out for regular checkups.
No, you're playing a dangerous game with that shit.
No, hey, I have to use those. I need to use the thins.
I didn't know that at first, I first started in the game.
I did that one time and didn't know if it was broken or not, and that scared me. It didn't break, but I didn't know.
You have to pull out and look occasionally. Because that's your responsibility.
That's too much work and scary for me.
That is
because
your responsibility.
When I'm ready to end it. I'm not looking and checking.
That used to be the main reason why I was not going to come in there.
I was taking my regular Magnums and going about my business, bro.
Other condoms are made of steel. I can't.
Give me that fucking.
I can't fucking do
give
it.
Give me that fucking quilt and put it on my dick. I'll be fine. I'll find a way to get to the promised land.
The quilted quicker picker upper.
I need that.
I don't want to do it.
Give me that. As opposed to fucking nutting in her and hoping and wishing that motherfucker ain't break because it felt so.
Give me the SKYN. Give me the skinny.
But I tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not putting the rubber on my dick and putting it out. That's not happening.
That's not happening. Not in this home.
Never in this lifetime.
Yeah, wild.
Never in this lifetime. You might as well just beat your dick, man.
Okay. If I have a kid, I'm just going to sue fucking Trojan. That's it. Taking those fuckers to court.
Let's see how that ends.
I'm taking those son of a bitches for all they have.
You know how many kids I've been creating on my black kids at that.
Bill, we have another nigga who doesn't want to take care of his child. He's trying to sue us.
Facts. Man, one of you guys should really answer your cell phone.
Bro, I saw this article today. I know it's random as fuck. Of this lady who owned a tech company and had to fire all of her employees and furlough them because her husband couldn't bear the thought of, he's a stay-at-home husband. Mm-hmm. He couldn't bear the thought of watching the kids 16 hours straight. Mm-hmm. He was like, I can't do it. It's too much. You got to quit that job and come home.
Oh, my God.
I feel him.
He's a stay-at-home fucking dad, Richard.
Oh, he doesn't work at all.
He doesn't work at all. No, what it said is that he used to be in tech, but he's taking a break to figure out what he's going to do. And in the meantime, he's managing a property. So he has no job.
If he's managing a property, that's still kind of sort of work.
You can do that from the crib.
You can.
Yeah.
But shit, staying at home all day with the fucking kids and taking care of, I mean, I can see why a nigga would get over that shit.
Why would you want the only person in the house making money to stop because you're a bitch?
I would ask her to stop once I find a job. Let's find a median here. You can still work, but don't work 16 hours. You don't need to do that anymore.
That's a compromise.
You don't have to do that anymore.
That's a compromise.
I'm not going to just tell you to quit when we have no plan.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Tell her to cut back on the hours and then, like, drive Uber or something.
Because she was the CEO of a tech company. She co-founded. She was the CEO of a tech company.
No, baby, keep working.
She co-founded it. She was a CEO.
I'm washing.
She had 16 employees.
My guy.
Nigga, I'm doing laundry. I'm washing clothes. I'm making lunches, dinners. I'm doing whatever the fuck it takes. CEO.
You got to take that on the chin, bro.
When I read that shit, you know what it sounded like?
She's still working at Publix. And then 8 hours. And after that, she goes to a second job at Walmart.
It sounded like a nigga who hated his kid.
I mean, after dealing with them for 16 hours a day, you hate them.
Women do it all the time.
They hate them too. The sex doesn't change anything.
That's why wine sales be so high.
Yeah.
They hate them too. That's why when you get home, you deal with the shit that you got to deal with because they've been with the kids all fucking day. They're stressed the fuck out. That's why I tell motherfuckers who don't have no kids, wait the motherfucking shit out. Because you're going to hate your life. Those motherfuckers ain't shit. And all the niggas right now that got kids and got to deal with them shit, them motherfuckers during quarantine, I feel your pain. I feel you. This shit is crazy.
And all these boys quarantine with your girlfriend, staying with the kid who you hate. Hey, brother, I'm so sorry. I know you didn't plan. I know you thought you was going to be fucking. Surprise.
Surprise, little nigga.
Surprise. Her daddy got to work. So guess what?
Damn, man.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise.
Is you your old lady and that fucking baby?
Ugh.
Richard, any final thoughts this evening?
Final thoughts. If you're a young man out there living your life, doing your thing, fucking these women,
Wait. What were you gonna say?
For real. What else is there to fuck, these,
fucking these hoes.
Fucking these women. I ask that you do it responsibly. Wrap up. And if you are wrapping up, there's absolutely no need for you to do anything ridiculous like pulling up.
Stupid, guys.
That's just, use your common sense. It's stupid, guys.
For my niggas that out there that's already on what I'm on, you feel me?
No one's on what he's on.
Guys.
He's the only one on what he was on.
That's what y'all think all the time. That's what y'all say all the time.
Use your common sense, guys.
Use your common sense, guys.
I don't know why, but.
Just beat your meat if you're going to do that. Save yourself the trouble.
No.
To where you pull Absolutely. Out just to fucking beat your meat with a condom dick?
No.
That's real stupid.
My dick in
you know
heart.
What? You know, that is a really clean a and efficient way to beat
you
your meat.
You want to go there at the end of the show.
We can. I think I'm going to start beating my meat with a condom on. It's really good for the mess.
Yeah, wipe off and all that shit. Unless, just doing the shower, bro. Tell you, just doing the shower. The shower cleans itself.
That's going to be bad for the planet.
The water cleans itself.
Is that what happens? I've always thought for some reason that like
I enjoy watching my children drain in the fucking shower thing.
Aren't you afraid that it's gonna build up in there? Yeah. It's just gonna be a wall of cum in your drain.
It's not my problem. It's the fucking owner's problem.
That's disgusting. All right.
It's the Ninja Turtles problem in the sewer.
Wall of cum, not a title.
Yeah, no? Wall of cum is great. Great wall of cum.
That's it's a great wall of cum. That's crazy.
Welcome.
I wouldn't say
welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That graphic is going
to There's no graphic that week. You know, sometimes you know somebody's better than if you give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck some weeks.
Ben, any final thoughts?
Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And let's hope. Maybe Ayanla can reach out to Doja Cat and help her find her nappy-headed mind.
Little bitch.
Fuck her.
Christopher, any final thoughts?
Not really.
I like that. That's brand new right there. No, please don't. No. Just say no. I love that. We have to do more of that here, guys. Any final thoughts? Nah, bro. No.
Nah. I wasn't really ready for the show to end. So, nah. No final thoughts this time.
Somebody just said me too. Somebody's with you. I just had a final thought and I lost it. Fuck.
I will say this. Guys, make sure you visit to new listeners and new followers of ours. Make sure you go to our website, nwopod.com. We have a lot of new merch there. You can purchase your merch. And listen to our episodes there as well. And make sure you become a member of our Patreon, patreon.com, the NWO podcast. And we'd appreciate it. Shout out to Nigga Navy.
My final thought is, that's what it is. Please find space for both sympathy and praise. It's important. Benefit, what is our song of the week?
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Escape. Yeah. Song title, Who Can I Run To?
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast each and every Tuesday. Peace.